This is Decoded Datebook for April 26th. On this date, in 1877, Bismarck saloon keeper Peter Brannigan was supposed to be executed. He had killed a soldier named Massengale in his saloon on Christmas Day and was almost lynched by angry soldiers that night. Brannigan was found guilty in February, escaped from jail in March, and was caught again in Audubon, Minnesota, a few weeks later. Bismarck was considered one of the toughest towns in America in the 1870s, but much of its past never made it into the history of the Wild West. Bismarck's lawless era began when hundreds of railroad workers began advancing the Northern Pacific from Duluth. As the workers moved west, so did those who entertained them and took their money, including prostitutes, gamblers, saloon keepers, and drug dealers. Collectively, they were called the End of the Track Gang. When railroad construction stalled in Bismarck, these people of bad character settled in for the duration. Two spots became particularly dangerous: Whiskey Point, opposite the Missouri River from Fort Abraham Lincoln, and Bloody Fourth Street. Two of the gang's worst were Dave Mullen and Jack O'Neill, who had followed the rail line to Bismarck, where they opened a saloon. No love was lost between the fort soldiers and the End of the Track Gang. Even though the soldiers were among their best customers, Mullen said he never missed a good opportunity to shoot or rob a soldier. One October night in 1873, a gambler named Spotty Whalen shot and killed a soldier out at Whiskey Point. The civilian authorities didn't do anything about it, so a group of soldiers took matters into their own hands. In what became known as the Battle of Mullen's Corner, the soldiers tracked Whalen to Mullen and O'Neill's saloon. Mullen answered their knock by opening the door and shooting a soldier. The soldiers returned fire, and Mullen quickly passed into the next life. In the winter of 1876 and 77, a man named Lawrence shot a soldier out at the point, and the victim ended up dying of lockjaw. Brannigan's killing of Massengale was perhaps the end of Bismarck's most violent era. Gold was discovered in the Black Hills that year, and the End of the Track Gang moved on, taking the stagecoach to Deadwood, the next toughest town in America. Today's Decoded Datebook is written by Mary Helm. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.